I could have just stayed there the rest of the day.
Jag kunde bara vara där och låsa kasten.
Shall we close with a word of prayer?
Ska vi logga med en bön?
Wow. How are y'all doing today?
Vad är det som ni gör?
What about the rest of you?
Vem är resten?
Does anybody since yesterday?
Är det någon som sen igår?
Like overnight.
Så ni som i löpet av natten.
You receive more healing.
Har modtaget from yesterday. Yderligere helbredelse i forhold til i går.
Good. Did you get a complete healing? No, but it's closer. Good.
Altså vi dem her er ikke fuld helbredt, men jeg blev mere helbredt siden i går.
Did anyone else hear from somebody else that was here that had improvement?
Er der nogen som har hørt fra nogen andre som har blevet fået det bedre siden i går, hvor de blev bedt for?
Good. I always want to check because that always happens.
Jeg vil egentlig altid, jeg spørger altid, fordi det sker nemlig altid.
When God starts the healing process, if you, as you just begin to press in for it, you see a gradual improvement.
Altså når det er sådan, at Gud han begynder, så ser vi også, og når man ligesom presser ind, så ser vi også, at han fortsætter den her.
To the place that you receive total healing.
Helt ind til der, hvor du får total helbredelse.
What was the situation?
Uh-huh. Ondt i nakken. Og det blev simpelthen
good.
Og det forsvandt simpelthen dengang, at det der kunstskulptur blev talt.
Yeah. See, that's a great start. You guys are doing wonderfully.
Det er en god start det her. I klarer det godt.
How many of you were not here yesterday?
Hvor mange var her i går?
Just so I can get an idea.
Bare så jeg lige har en idé.
There's a few of you.
Yeah, der er nogle stykker.
Well, just play like you were here yesterday.
Bare lad os, mom, vi var her i går.
And that you understand everything that happened.
Og som om vi har stået alt.
So we're going to continue on in the healing today.
Vi skal snakke om helbredelse igen i dag, altså fortsætter fra i går.
When some time back, I was invited to go to Toronto Airport Christian Fellowship.
Jeg blev en gang inviteret til Toronto Airport Christian Fellowship.
Excuse me. To minister. At a healing conference.
For at tjene en helbredelseskonference.
And while I was on the plane, I pulled out this note card.
Og da jeg var ombord på flyet, så tog jeg den her note ud.
And I started writing down reasons why people are not healed.
Og så begyndte jeg at skrive ned, hvorfor folk ikke bliver helbredt.
This is exactly the way that I wrote them down.
Det var præcis sådan jeg skrev dem ned dengang.
It's not in any certain order.
Det er ikke nogen bestemt rækkefølge.
And it's not a complete list.
Og det er heller ikke en komplet liste.
But
men
it's the list is comprised of areas that I have seen firsthand why people are not healed.
Altså det her det er en liste over ting som jeg har førstehånds indtryk har set af årsager som til at folk ikke det modtager helbredelse.
So I'm going to read it to you just like I wrote them down.
Så jeg læser dem ligesom jeg skrev ned dengang i flyet.
Some don't want to be healed.
Nogle ønsker ikke at blive helbredt.
Now you would think that everybody would want to be healed, but unfortunately they don't.
Man skulle egentlig tro at alle ønskede det, men sådan er det faktisk ikke altid.
I was at the airport in São Paulo, Brazil.
Jeg var i en en lufthavn i Brasilien.
A lady came up to me and she handed me a piece of paper.
Så kom der en dame frem og gav mig et stykke papir.
I handed it to my interpreter.
Jeg gav det til min oversætter.
He read it.
Han læste det.
And he looked at her.
Og han kiggede på hende.
And then he started signing to her.
Og så begyndte han at lave tegnsprog til hende.
She got mad, grabbed the paper and ran away.
Så blev hun sur og så tog hun papiret og så løb hun væk.
And I said, what was that about?
Så sagde, hvad gik det ud på?
And he said, well, the piece of paper says I'm deaf. Can you please give me money?
Der stod på sedlen her, jeg er døv, kan du give mig nogle penge?
And he said, I signed to her, no, but we'll pray for you and God will heal you.
Nej, men vi vil gerne bede for dig, så vil Gud helbrede dig.
And she didn't want that. She wanted to keep getting money because of her deafness.
Hun ønskede at blive ved med at modtage penge på grund af hendes døvhed.
I'll tell you another one. This one is amazing.
Jeg har til at fortælle endnu en fantastisk en.
This was in Norway.
Det var i Norge det her.
And we were asked to go over to pray for this lady.
Og vi blev bedt om at bede for en kvinde.
Had a brain tumor.
Som havde en hjernesvulst.
That kept growing. They had performed surgery. They kept, you know, they would remove most of it, but it would keep coming back.
Altså hun havde fået fået kirurgisk indgreb, hvor de havde fjernet det meste af det, men den ville vokse ud igen.
And she was having a lot of seizures as a result of it.
Og hun havde en masse anfald på grund af det.
And she had three children.
Hun havde tre børn.
The oldest was 6 years old.
Den ældste var 6.
And while we were talking with her,
og mens vi talte med hende,
I was questioning whether she really wanted to be healed.
Der stilles ligesom spørgsmålstegn ved, om hun virkelig ønsker at blive
helbredt. So I asked her, I said, do you really want to be healed?
Så jeg spurgte hende, ønsker du virkelig at blive helbredt?
And she said no.
Og hun sagde nej.
I said no.
Og jeg sagde nej.
You have three children, the oldest
børn,
is 6.
Og den ældste er 6.
And you don't want to be healed.
Og du ønsker ikke at blive helbredt.
She'd had a seizure that morning. She was in a serious place.
Hun havde haft et anfald den morgen, og det var meget alvorligt.
And she said no. She said, I am afraid of the call of God on my life.
Nej, siger hun, jeg er bange for Guds kald over mit liv.
And she said, I like it like this because everybody takes care of me.
Og jeg kan godt lide det på den her måde, fordi alle tager sig af mig.
And I said, well, I'm sorry, but you know, I'm not going to be able to pray for you.
Siger, jeg er ked af det, men så er jeg ikke i stand til at bede for dig.
And I said, you think about this.
Tænk du nu over det her.
We're leaving in the morning.
Vi forlader jer i morgen.
And we'll stop by here in the morning if you change your mind, if you really want to be healed.
Vi stopper her, vi kommer forbi i morgen tidligere, så hvis du virkelig har vil helbredes.
The next morning we got a call saying that yes, she had changed her mind.
Hun ringede så også op dagen efter og sagde hun, ja, hun havde ændret sin mening.
And then we prayed for her.
Og vi bad for hende.
And there was great improvement.
Og der var stor forbedring.
And the last I heard that is, you know, she continues to improve and she's doing better.
Og det sidste jeg hørte, det er, at hun fortsætter sin forbedring og hun har det bedre nu.
But see, at first she didn't want to be healed.
Først så ønskede hun faktisk ikke.
That's why I didn't pray for her.
Så derfor bad jeg ikke for hende.
If I would have prayed for her anyway, that would have been it. She would have just shut down. She wouldn't have received it anyway.
Altså hvis jeg bedt for hende, hun ikke ønskede det, jamen så hun bare lukket ned og så hun ikke modtaget det.
And she would have probably died, you know, before now.
Og hun ville have sikkert været død allerede nu.
Okay, so some don't want to be healed.
Så nogle ønsker ikke at blive helbredt.
Some like their condition like a security blanket.
Altså nogle har den ligesom en sådan en sikkerheds en sikkerhed.
Did you?
Land, problem, rigtigt.
Some like the attention that they get from their condition.
Altså nogen kan godt lide den opmærksomhed de får fra den her sygdom de har.
It frees them from being responsible.
Det fritager dem fra noget ansvar.
They have learned to live with it.
De lærer at leve med det.
Now that's a big one. I hear this all the time.
Jeg hører det her hele tiden.
Well, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to pray for me. It's okay. Pray for other people. I've learned to live with my condition.
Ja, du skal ikke bede for mig. Bed for de andre. Jeg har ligesom lært at leve med min sygdom.
Okay. It becomes their identity.
Det bliver ligesom deres identitet.
You know, they wear their condition like a badge.
De har den på ligesom sådan et mærke.
Now this is a big one.
Det er en stor en.
They've been prayed for many times and were disappointed because they were not healed.
Altså, de er blevet bedt for rigtig mange gange, og de er blevet skuffet, fordi de ikke er blevet helbredt.
So they refuse further prayer to avoid more disappointment.
Så de ønsker ikke at blive bedt for mere, fordi de ønsker ikke at blive skuffet mere.
Sometimes people do not have a desire to live.
Nogle gange har folk faktisk ikke et ønske om at leve.
You know, I always ask the Lord, you know, is it their time?
Jeg spørger altid Herren, er det deres tid nu?
I was called to the hospital to pray for a lady.
Jeg blev engang kaldt til et hospital for at bede for en kvinde.
And this prayer group had been praying for her fervently.
Og der har været en bedegruppe, som har bedt for hende over lang tid.
The doctor said she had about 2 weeks to live.
Lægerne sagde, hun har 2 uger tilbage.
So when we got to the hospital,
og da vi kom til hospitalet,
and talking with her,
og talte med hende,
I really questioned whether she had a desire to live.
Der stillede jeg ligesom spørgsmålstegn ved, om hun virkelig ønskede at leve.
And then her husband came into the room.
Så kom hendes mand ind i lokalet.
And you could just see daggers going back and forth between the two of them.
Og du kunne bare ligesom se knive der blev kom frem mellem dem.
And that convinced me that what I first thought was correct. She did not want to live.
Og det overbeviste mig ligesom om det min første indskydelse, hun ønskede ikke at leve.
So we prayed for her anyway, and as we were leaving the hospital,
vi bad for hende alligevel, da vi var ved at forlade hospitalet.
The lady that brought us over there said, "Well, you know, what do you think? She's going to be healed, isn't she?"
Og hvad tror du, hun sagde, hende som har fået mig over? Hvad tror du, hun bliver helbredt eller hvad?
And I said, "Well, I would like to think that, but I don't believe so.
Det vil jeg egentlig gerne tro, sagde jeg til hende, men jeg tror det faktisk ikke.
She has given up. She doesn't have a desire to live.
Hun har ligesom givet op. Hun har ikke et ønske om at leve.
Well, that's not what she wanted to hear.
Det var ikke lige det hun ønskede at høre.
But that was true.
Men det var sandt.
Well, 2 days later, she went to be with the Lord.
Så tog hun op til Herren.
Okay. So some have no desire to live.
Nogen har ikke et ønske om at leve.
Unforgiveness.
Noget utilgivet.
Can block healing.
Kan blokere.
Addictions,
afhængigheder,
involvement with the witchcraft or the things of the occult,
altså involvering i heksekunst eller noget af det fra det okkulte,
not confessing sins,
det at man ikke bekender synd,
James 5:16,
Jakob 5:16,
says confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you be healed.
Bekend jeres synder og bed for hinanden, så I må blive helbredt.
And then in Psalm 32, verse 3,
og i Salme 32, 3,
David said, "When I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away."
Forsvandt min krop ligesom alt det blev.
Now, these are just some of the reasons why people are not healed.
Det her er nogle af grundene til at folk ikke bliver helbredt.
So when you're praying for somebody or ministering to someone, be aware of this.
Så når du beder for nogen og når du betjener nogen, så vær opmærksom på det her.
Because you see, the enemy will do everything he can to try to talk people out of receiving their healing.
Fordi fjenden han vil forsøge at gøre hvad som helst for at tale folk ud af den her helbredelse.
And give them reasons to justify their condition.
Og ligesom få dem til at retfærdiggøre deres tilstand.
So that they actually want to keep their condition.
Så de faktisk ønsker at beholde deres sygdom eller
Now,
deres tilstand.
Now, one of the biggest reasons in Mark chapter 6.
En af de største grunde står i Markus 6.
Verses 5 and 6.
Vers 5 og 6.
If you turn there, Mark chapter 6.
Altså Markus 6.
Verses 5 and 6.
5 og 6.
And he, speaking of Jesus, could do no miracle there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and he healed them, and he wondered at their unbelief. Is that the same
yeah,
verses?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Og han kunne ikke gøre nogen mægtig gerning der, bortset fra at han lagde hænderne på nogle få syge og helbredte dem, og han undrede sig over deres vantro.
A lot of people do not receive healing because they don't believe in healing.
Mange modtager ikke helbredelsen, fordi de ikke tror på helbredelsen.
They don't believe that God heals today.
De tror ikke på at Gud helbreder i dag.
They don't have faith for it at all.
De har ikke tro for det overhovedet.
And so today I want to talk to you about the part that this morning, the first session, about the part that healing plays, of faith plays in healing.
Så her til morgen vil jeg prøve at tale om hvilken rolle tro har i forbindelse med det helbredelse.
Sometimes it's a great part.
Nogle gange har det en stor del.
Sometimes it's a very small part.
Nogle gange er det en lille del.
And sometimes it's no part at all.
Og nogle gange har det slet ikke noget betydning.
But the fact is, more healings do happen in an environment of faith.
Men faktisk er det et faktum, at der sker flere helbredelser i sådan et miljø, hvor der er tro.
So the more that we study the scriptures as it relates to healing.
Så jo mere vi studerer ordet omkring helbredelse.
The more that our faith will grow to see those very things happen right here.
Jo mere vil vores tro vokse for at se de ting ske her i dag.
And the greater the environment of faith.
Og jo større det her trosmiljø ligesom er.
The more healings we actually see.
Jo flere helbredelser ser vi faktisk.
In Romans chapter 12 verse 3.
Altså Romerne 12:3.
It says God has given each one of us a measure of faith.
Gud har givet hver af os en mængde af tro.
Is it the same verse?
Yeah, Romans 12:3.
But God has given to each a measure of faith.
Men brug jeres forstand efter med omtanke, enhver efter det mål af tro, som Gud har givet ham.
Okay. That means you have a measure of faith.
Det betyder, at du har fået et mål af tro.
You say, well, but I don't have a very big measure.
Nej, jeg har ikke fået særlig meget.
I just have a little bit of faith.
Jeg har bare en lille smule tro.
You don't need a whole lot of faith.
Men du har ikke brug for en hel masse
All
tro.
All you need is just a little bit.
Faktisk behøver du bare en lille smule tro.
What about the mustard seed?
Hvad med det her sennepsfrø?
The Lord says if you have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed.
Hvis I havde tro som et sennepskorn.
Have you seen a mustard seed?
Er der nogen af jer, der har set et sennepskorn?
Have you seen how small it is?
Har I set, hvor lille det er?
It's just like a little dot.
Det er ligesom bare en lille prik.
Thing.
Næsten ingenting.
that you, if you have the faith of that little bitty, tiny, teeny weeny little mustard seed.
Altså hvis du har tro som det her lille bitte ubetydelige sennepsfrø.
You can say to that mountain, move over here.
Så kan du sige til det her bjerg, det skal flytte sig, og det vil flytte sig.
It doesn't take a whole lot of faith.
Det tager ikke, det kræver ikke særlig meget tro.
Faith is like a muscle.
Tro er ligesom en muskel.
The more you exercise it,
jo mere du træner den,
the bigger it gets.
Jo større bliver den.
Right?
Sådan
see, that's
det.
Why I have such big muscles.
Det er derfor jeg har så store muskler.
See? Because I exercise my muscles.
Fordi jeg træner mine muskler.
If I didn't exercise my muscles,
hvis jeg ikke trænede mine muskler,
they would atrophy. Get smaller
så
and
blev de mindre.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, so it is with our faith.
Sådan
so it is with
tro.
The things of the Spirit of God.
Sådan er det med Guds ånd.
Now, can your faith be tested?
Kan din tro blive prøvet?
Yes.
Yeah.
How many of you heard of John Wimber, the founder of the Vineyard?
Hvor mange har jeg hørt om John Wimber, ham som startede Vineyard-bevægelsen?
When he started out,
da han startede,
he was reading the scriptures about healing.
Så læste han omkring helbredelse i ordet.
And he decided he was going to start teach healing and pray for people for healing.
Og han besluttede sig for, at han begyndte at tale om det her og begyndte at bede om folks helbredelse.
So the next Sunday he taught on healing.
Så den næste søndag så underviste han om det.
If you need healing, you come forward.
Hvis I har brug for helbredelse, så skal I bare komme frem.
A lot of people came forward.
Der var mange der kom frem.
He went by and laid hands on
them. Han lagde hænderne på dem.
Nobody got healed.
Der blev ingen helbredt.
Not one person.
Ikke én.
In fact, people got worse.
Nogen blev værre.
People died.
Nogen døde.
He did it the next Sunday. The next Sunday.
Han gjorde det den søndag og den næste søndag og den næste
søndag. And he kept on.
Han fortsatte.
And nothing happened.
Og der skete intet.
Nobody got even better.
Der var ikke engang der ligefrem fik det bedre.
The leaders of the church came and they told him. They said, "Look, this isn't working. You know, can we change the subject? Can we move on to something else?"
Lederne, de kommer og sagde til ham, lederne fra kirken, at det her, det virker altså ikke. Kan vi ikke ligesom komme videre til næste emne?
And he said, no. He said, we're going to keep doing this. He said, God said to do it. I'm going to keep doing it till something happens.
Men han sagde, nej, Gud han har sagt til mig, vi skal gøre det her. Jeg fortsætter altså med at gøre det, indtil at det virker.
A year and a half go by.
Der går halvanden år.
He keeps preaching it, teaching it, and praying for people, and nobody gets healed.
Han fortsætter med at fortælle om helbredelse. Han beder for folk, men ingen bliver helbredt.
Was his faith being tested?
Blev hans tro prøvet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was he going to be faithful and follow through and keep doing it no matter what?
Vil han fortsætte med
yes.
at gøre det uanset hvad?
He did.
Ja, det gjorde han.
Well, he was called over to the house to pray for this lady who was sick in bed. She couldn't get up. She was, you know, really bad.
Han blev kaldt over til en kvinde, som lå i sin seng. Hun kunne ikke komme op. Hun havde det rigtig skidt.
So John went back with the lady's husband back into the room and prayed for the lady.
Så han gik med hendes mand ind og bad for hende.
Came back out into the living room and they were talking.
Han kom ud igen og de talte sammen.
John was explaining to him why people aren't healed.
Og John var allerede i gang med at fortælle om hvorfor folk ikke bliver helbredt.
Because he really had that down over the last year and a half.
Det havde han virkelig prøvet på egen krop.
And while they were talking,
og mens de talte,
the lady got up, got dressed and walked into the living room.
Så mens de talte sammen der, så fik hun tøj på og kom ud og kom
John
ud til mig.
John looked at her and he about had a heart attack.
Og John han kiggede på hende og lige ved at få et hjertefald.
He said, "What happened to you?"
Hvad skete der med dig?
And she said, "God healed me."
Og hun sagde, Gud helbredte mig.
Well, that was the first one.
Det var den første.
Now, in the peak of John Wimber's ministry.
Mens John Wimber's tjeneste toppede, om man så må sige.
He had the most amazing healing ministry of anybody in the whole world at that time.
Så havde han den største helbredelsestjeneste overhovedet i hele verden på det tidspunkt.
But he didn't start out that way.
Men det var ikke den måde han startede ud.
He started out as a total failure for a year and a half.
Han startede ud som en total fiasko i halvanden år, men han fortsatte bare.
How many of you have heard of Heidi Baker?
Er der nogen af jer der hørt om Heidi Baker?
Okay. She received a prophetic word in Toronto.
Hun fik modtog et profetisk ord i Toronto.
Randy Clark prophesied over her.
Randy Clark profeterede over hende.
And a part of that prophetic word was that you'll see blind eyes open.
Og en del af det profetiske ord var at du vil se blinde øjne blive åbnet.
She went back to Mozambique.
Hun tog tilbage til Mozambique.
And she said, "Okay, God," she said, "I'm going to start praying for blind people."
Og hun siger, "Okay, Gud, så må jeg begynde at bede for de blinde."
At that time, the ministry in Mozambique was struggling. They had like two churches.
På det tidspunkt der kæmpede de virkelig ligesom Mozambique. De havde to kirker.
They had maybe 20 or 25 orphans, small group.
De havde måske 20-25 børn uden forældre.
They were not having any success at all. Nothing was happening.
Der var ikke rigtig noget der lykkedes. De havde ingen succes.
So she was determined she was going to pray for blind people.
Så hun var overbevist om, at nu skulle hun bede for de blinde.
She's driving down the road.
Hun kører ned ad vejen.
She sees a blind person on the side.
Hun ser en blind person ved siden.
Stops and gets out of her truck and goes over.
Hun stopper og går ud af sin bil og går over.
And she prays for the blind person.
Og så beder hun for den her blinde person.
And guess what happened?
Og gæt hvad der sker.
Nothing.
Ingenting.
The person wasn't healed.
Den person blev ikke helbredt.
So she got in the truck and she kept going.
Så gik hun ind i bilen igen og fortsatte. Der var en anden person.
Nothing happened.
Bad for en anden, der skete ikke noget.
For 3 months.
I 3 måneder.
She did this.
Gjorde hun det her.
Every time she saw a blind person, she stopped.
Eneste gang hun så en blind person, så stoppede hun og bad for ham, men der var ikke nogen, der blev helbredt. 6 måneder.
9 months.
9 måneder.
A year.
Et år.
Nobody was healed.
Der blev ikke nogen helbredt.
But she kept doing it.
Men hun fortsatte.
Because God said do it.
Fordi Gud han har sagt gør det.
So a year later.
Et år senere.
She sees this lady. She gets out, goes over, and prays for her.
Hun ser den her blinde dame. Hun går over. Hun beder for hende.
And this lady's name happened to be Heidi, also.
Og det, hun hed faktisk også Heidi. Den her
totally
person.
Blind.
Total blind.
She prayed for her. The power of God came on her, and God opened her eyes, and she could see perfectly.
Så kom Guds ånd over hende, og hun bad, og hun fik synet tilbage.
1 year later, praying for every blind person.
Det var altså et år senere, hun har bedt for samtlige blinde personer, hun har mødt.
She got in her truck, she drove down, there was another blind person.
Så kørte hun ind i sin bil, så tog hun videre til den næste.
Got out and prayed for that person.
Steg ud og bad for
that
den person.
That person was instantly healed.
Og den person blev også helbredt.
Got in her truck, kept driving, there was another blind person.
Og hun mødte endnu en blind person.
Stopped and prayed for that
hun
one. That one was totally healed.
Og den næste blev også helbredt.
3 people in 1 day.
3 på 1 dag.
Okay. After 1 year of total failure.
Efter et år med 100% fiasko.
That was the turning point of that ministry.
Det var vendepunktet for den
tjeneste. Now, it's unprecedented in church history. What's happening there?
Nu er det ligesom der er ikke noget sammenligneligt overhovedet der med hendes tjeneste nu.
Now that's something like 15,000 churches.
Nu er der måske 15,000 kirker.
They've had so many people raised from the dead, they lost track.
De har rejst så mange fra de døde, at de helt har mistet
They see the signs and wonders and miracles all the time, blind, the deaf, all that. It's normal.
De ser alle de her vidunderlige tegn om at blinde der ser, døve der hører og folk der bliver rejst fra de døde.
But it didn't start that way.
Det startede ikke på den måde.
It started in total failure.
Det startede med total
fiasko. Her faith was being tested.
Hendes tro blev prøvet.
Okay, now I want to talk to you about the part that faith plays in healing, so that you fully understand faith in a balanced way.
Det vi skal tale om her til morgen, det er hvordan tros indvirkning på det med helbredelse, så vi ligesom får et eller andet balanceret indblik i det med hvad tro har med det at gøre.
You can be healed because of the faith of other people.
Du kan sagtens blive helbredt på grund af andre folks tro.
In other words, somebody even praying for you at a distance.
Altså selv nogen der på afstand beder for dig.
In Matthew chapter 8.
Matthæus 8.
Verses 5 through 13.
5 til 13.
Now I'll just tell you the story instead of taking time to read
okay,
the whole passage.
Okay, genfortæller bare lige historien.
The centurion came to Jesus.
Centurionen kom hen til Jesus.
And he told the Lord, he said, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, he's being tormented, he's in a bad way.
Altså han siger til Jesus, min tjener, han ligger derhjemme, han er syg og han er strækkelig pine.
And Jesus said, well I'll come and heal him.
Så siger Jesus, jeg skal nok komme hen og helbrede ham.
And the centurion said, "Oh no, you don't need to do that."
Og officeren han siger nej, det behøver du ikke at gøre.
You just speak the word, and my servant will be healed.
Du siger bare udtaler bare ordet, så bliver min tjener rask.
He said, "I am a man under authority."
Ja, jeg er en mand med autoritet.
And I am in a place of authority where I have people under me.
Og jeg har folk under mig.
And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and this one, do that, and he does
it. Og når jeg som officer siger gå, så går han, og hvis jeg siger han gør noget andet, så gør han det.
All you have to do is you just speak the word, my servant will be healed.
Så du skal bare udtale ordet, så ved jeg, min tjener bliver rask.
And you know what Jesus said?
Ved du hvad Jesus siger?
He said, whoa, I haven't seen that kind of faith in all of Israel.
Den her tro har jeg overhovedet ikke mødt i hele Israel.
That's what he did.
Det var det, han gjorde.
And he said, go your way. He said, be it done unto you according to your word. He said, right now. He said, as you have believed. And the servant was healed at that very moment.
Han siger, det skal ske dig, som du tror, eller det er sket, din tjener, han er rask nu.
The servant was healed because of the faith of the centurion.
Han blev altså helbredt på grund af officerens tro.
You can receive healing because somebody else has faith for you.
Altså, du kan modtage helbredelse, fordi der er nogen andre, der har tro for dig.
We are ministering in Brazil.
Vi var tjente i Brasilien.
And they told me a very famous soccer player was going to bring his daughter for me to pray for.
De fortalte om, at der var en meget berømt fodboldspiller, som ville bringe sin datter frem for, at jeg kunne bede for hende.
Well, I don't follow soccer, and so I didn't know the man.
Altså, jeg følger ikke med i fodbold, så jeg kendte ham ikke.
But he's very famous.
Men han er meget berømt.
Anyway, he won two different World Cups.
Han har vundet to forskellige verdensmesterskaber.
He actually played for Germany for a while too.
Han har spillet i Tyskland også.
His name is Jorginho.
Hans navn er Jorginho.
And he is now this last World Cup, he was assistant coach of the team.
Og her ved den sidste verdensmesterskab, der var han assistenttræner.
So, he brings his daughter.
Han kommer frem med sin datter.
And he said, "Would you pray for her?" And I said, "Sure."
Han siger, "Vil du bede for hende?" Jeg siger, "Selvfølgelig."
Well, she was born deaf in her right ear. She had never heard out of her right ear.
Hun er født døv på det højre øre. Hun har aldrig hørt.
And so I prayed for her. Actually, it was probably two or three times.
Jeg bad for hende måske 2-3 gange.
And God completely healed her.
Og Gud helbredte hende fuldstændig.
And she was crying and he was crying.
Hun græd og han græd.
And he said, "Now, would you pray for me?"
Nå, vil du nu bede for mig, spurgte han så.
He said, "I've retired from active playing."
Jeg er trådt tilbage nu for at spille aktivt.
And he said, "I have all of these endorsement opportunities and."
Jeg har masser af mulighed for at tjene nogle penge eller.
And he said, "But I want to do God's will."
Men jeg ønsker at gøre Guds vilje.
I want to do what God wants me to do.
Jeg ønsker at gøre det, som Gud han ønsker.
So I prayed with him. We talked
for a while. Jeg bad
for
ham. Vi talte lidt.
And I thought, you know, that's really cool.
Det er faktisk ret
God
ret
cool. Healed his daughter.
Gud helbredte hans datter.
A year later.
Et år senere.
I was back in the same church
in Rio de Janeiro. Samme kirke.
And he came.
Han kom.
And I asked him, I said, would you tell the whole church about what God did for your daughter?
Vil du fortælle hele kirken om det, som Gud gjorde for din datter?
And he said, "Oh, yes."
Oh, ja,
he said, "What do you think I've been doing?"
Hvad tror du, jeg har gjort?
He said, "All last year," he said, "I've gone all over Brazil telling everybody about my daughter."
Jeg har rejst hele Brasilien tyndt for at fortælle om min datter.
And he said, "I would love to."
Jeg ville meget gerne.
And so he got up there.
Han rejste sig.
And when they introduced him,
og da de introducerede ham,
everybody was like, yeah, they couldn't believe that he was there.
De troede
that,
næsten ikke på, at han var der.
This is the famous soccer player.
Det er den meget berømte fodboldspiller.
And here's what he said.
Her er, hvad han sagde.
A year ago, he said, a friend of mine, it was his bodyguard, this real big guy.
For et år siden var der en ven, en af mine venner, det var hans bodyguard.
He saw an advertisement about the meetings that we were doing.
Han så en annonce omkring møder, som vi holdt.
And he went to Jorginho.
Han gik hen til Jorginho.
And he said,
han sagde,
"I believe that if we take your daughter to that meeting, she'll be healed."
Han sagde til Jorginho, "Jeg tror, hvis vi tager din datter med til det her helbredelsesmøde, så skal
Jorginho
hun blive helbredt."
Said, "I believe that."
Det tror jeg på, sagde Jorginho.
And they decided right then that they were going to pray and fast until those meetings.
Og de bestemte for det øjeblik, at de ville bede og faste indtil møderne de skulle komme.
And they came to that meeting knowing that she was going to be healed.
Og de kom til et møde, og de vidste bare, at hun ville blive helbredt.
They had
tro på det, for det.
It wasn't me. I had nothing to do with
it. Det var ikke noget med mig at gøre. Jeg havde ikke noget med det at gøre.
She was healed because of their faith.
Hun blev helbredt på grund af deres tro.
And then he said, "All of the fame and fortune that comes with winning all these World Cups."
Han sagde, al den berømmelse og alle de penge, som jeg har fået fra at vinde alle de her mesterskaber,
is nothing compared to God healing my daughter.
Det er intet sammenlignet med det, at Gud han har helbredt min datter.
You see? She was healed because he had the faith.
Hun blev helbredt, fordi han havde troen.
So you can be healed because of the faith of others.
Du kan blive helbredt på grund af andres tro.
You can be healed because you have the faith.
Du kan blive helbredt, fordi du har troen.
The faith of the sick person alone.
Det som en syg person har.
Matthew chapter 9.
Matthæus 9.
Verses 20 through 22.
Vers 20-22.
A woman who had been suffering with a hemorrhage for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she was saying to herself, "If I only touch his garment, I will get well." But Jesus turning and said to her, "Daughter, take courage. Your faith has made you well." At once the woman was made well.
Men se en kvinde, der i 12 år havde lidt af blødninger, nærmede sig Jesus bagfra og rørte ved kvasten og hans kappe. For hun sagde ved sig selv, bare jeg rører ved hans kappe, bliver jeg frelst. Jesus vendte sig om, så hende og sagde, vær frimodig, datter, din tro har frelst dig, og for det øjeblik var kvinden frelst.
She was healed because she had faith.
Hun blev helbredt, fordi hun
she knew that if she
havde
did,
tro.
If she put her faith into action, she reached out and touched him, she'd be healed.
Altså hvis hun ligesom fulgte den tro og rørte ved hans kappe, så vidste hun,
so she got healed because she had the faith for it.
Så hun blev altså helbredt, fordi hun havde troen for det.
I'll tell you another story from Brazil.
En historie fra Brasilien.
I was walking back up on the platform. It was almost midnight,
omkring,
really late.
Det var meget sent, omkring midnat. Jeg kom tilbage til platformen.
I went back up to get my Bible. I was so tired, I could hardly walk.
Jeg var så træt, jeg gik bare lige op for at hente min Bibel. Jeg kunne næsten ikke gå.
And the worship leader grabbed me.
Så tog lovsangslederen fat i mig.
He said, "Would you pray for my daughter?"
Vil du bede for min datter?
And I thought, "Oh man, I don't want to pray for anybody." Yeah. I didn't feel like praying for anybody.
Jeg havde bare slet ikke, jeg orkede ikke at bede for flere den dag.
And I looked down at her.
Jeg kiggede ned på hende.
She was 7 years old.
Hun var 7 år.
She had the biggest brown eyes.
Hun havde de største brune øjne.
The prettiest smile. She was missing her two front teeth.
Ja, hun havde det smukkeste smil. Hun manglede sine to fortænder.
And I thought, man, I don't feel like doing this.
Og jeg tænkte, nej, jeg magter det næsten ikke.
And so I said, well, what's wrong with her?
Hvad er der galt med hende, sagde jeg så.
And he said she was born deaf.
Hun er født døv, sagde han.
She can't hear and she can't speak.
Hun kan ikke høre, hun kan ikke tale.
And I thought, oh no.
Og jeg tænkte, oh nej.
I had zero faith. I'm talking below zero.
Jeg havde
faith.
Ingen tro eller mindre end ingen tro.
And I thought, what am I going to do?
Hvad
because
skal jeg gøre?
I've already agreed to pray with her.
Jeg har allerede aftalt, jeg gerne vil bede for hende.
So I got down on my knees.
Så jeg gik ned på mine knæ.
And I looked her square in the face.
Og jeg kiggede hende direkte ind i ansigtet.
And I said, "Do you believe that God can heal you?"
Og jeg sagde, "Tror du, at Gud kan helbrede dig?"
And her father signed to her.
Og hendes far lavede tegnsprog til
God can heal you?
Tror du, at Gud kan helbrede dig?
And so she goes.
Og så gjorde hun sådan der.
Like that. And I thought, well, thank God, because I don't.
Tak Gud, fordi det tror jeg næsten ikke.
I'm just telling you like it was.
Jeg siger det bare som det var.
And so I prayed for her.
Jeg bad for hende.
I don't know, 2-3 different times.
To eller tre gange.
And God completely healed her.
Gud helbredte hende fuldstændig.
She had to cover up her ears because of the noise and the sounds in the room.
Hun var nødt til at dække sine ører bagefter, fordi der var så meget larm i rummet.
She began to speak for the first time.
Hun begyndte at tale for første
there
gang.
There was rejoicing.
Det var bare befriende, fantastisk.
Now, a year later, I'm back in the same church.
Et år senere er jeg tilbage i den samme kirke.
We got off the bus, we walked in, and the worship team was up there practicing, and the worship leader stopped and he came over to me.
Vi kom ind i kirken, og lovsangen, de var i gang med at øve, og så stoppede lovsangslederen, og han kom over til mig.
And I said, "How's your daughter?"
Så sagde, "Hvordan har din datter det?"
And he said, "Well, you're not going to believe this."
Du kommer ikke til at tro det her.
I said, "Well, what do you mean?"
Hvad mener du?
He said, "Well, she was completely healed. She could hear. She could learn to speak perfect Portuguese."
Altså hun blev fuldstændig helbredt. Hun kunne høre. Hun lærte at tale fuldstændig korrekt portugisisk.
And you know, he said about maybe 7 or 8 months later.
7 eller 8 måneder senere.
She started losing her hearing.
Så begyndte hun at miste hørelsen.
And she can hardly hear anything.
Nu kan næsten ikke høre igen.
And he said, "But."
Men.
She's coming tonight.
Men hun kommer i aften.
And she knows that she's going to be healed again.
Hun ved, hun bliver helbredt igen.
You see. She was healed the first time because she had faith for it.
Hun blev helbredt første gang, fordi hun havde troen for det.
And so he said, "She's coming tonight again, and she knows she's going to be healed."
Hun kommer igen i aften, hun ved bare, hun bliver helbredt.
I thought, well, now that's good. She's got faith for it.
Det er bare godt, hun har troen for det.
So after the meeting, I met with her and her mother.
Så efter mødet, mødte jeg med hende og hendes mor.
Prayed with her again. God opened her ears, she could hear perfectly.
Og igen åbnede Gud hendes ører, hun kunne høre fuldstændig.
Her mother standing behind her was whispering and she could hear every word.
Hendes mor som stod bag ved hende hviskede lige så let, men hun kunne høre fuldstændig alt.
A year later we're back in the same church.
Et år senere er vi tilbage i den samme kirke.
I see the worship leader, I ask him, "How's your daughter?"
Jeg ser lovsangslederen, jeg spørger ham, "Hvordan går det med din datter?"
He said, "You're not going to believe this."
Du kommer ikke til at tro det her, siger han.
And I thought, "Oh no, now what?"
Nu er vi tilbage. Jeg tænkte, "Oh nej."
He said, "We took her back to the doctor."
Vi tog hende tilbage til lægen.
The doctor ran tests on her.
Han gennemgik nogle tests på hende.
And the tests show that she can hear and that she can speak perfect Portuguese.
Og testene viser, hun kan høre og hun kan tale fuldstændig perfekt portugisisk.
But the doctor set us down.
Men lægen satte os ned.
And said she cannot hear.
Men hun kan ikke høre.
And they said, "What?"
Og de sagde, hvad?
The doctor said she cannot hear.
Og lægen sagde, hun kan ikke høre.
And they said, "But she can hear and she can speak."
Men de sagde, men hun kan jo høre, hun
and
kan jo tale.
And the doctor said, "No, she can't."
Nej, hun kan ikke, siger lægen så.
Because they ran tests on her and they found that she did not have any bones in her ears.
Og de havde lavet de her tests på hende, de kunne se, hun havde ikke nogen knogler inde i hendes indre øre.
That causes you to hear.
Som kunne hjælpe hende med at høre.
There was nothing in her ears.
Altså hendes indre øre manglede, kan man sige.
That she could hear with.
Som hun kunne høre med.
But she can hear.
Men hun kan høre.
And she can speak.
Og hun kan tale.
That's a creative miracle.
Det er det man kalder et kreativt mirakel.
Okay. Now, a few years go by.
Der går nogle år.
I'm back in the same church.
Jeg kommer tilbage i den samme kirke.
And I met with them.
Og jeg mødes med dem.
And in fact, I videoed this conversation with the worship leader and with her.
Faktisk så optog jeg det her på film eller på video.
And he said, "I've had the opportunity to do worship seminars all over Brazil."
Han sagde, jeg har haft mulighed for at lave lovsangseminarer over hele Brasilien.
It's a huge church.
Det er en meget stor kirke.
And it's very well known all over Brazil.
Og den er meget kendt i hele Brasilien.
They have about 150,000 people.
Der er 150,000 mennesker.
They have 20,000 home groups.
De har 20,000 hjemmegrupper.
In this one church.
I den her ene kirke.
So it's a very big church.
Det er en meget stor kirke.
And he said, every time I do this, he said, I tell them about my daughter.
Hver eneste gang jeg gør det her, så fortæller jeg om min datter.
And then I pray for deaf people.
Og jeg beder for døve mennesker.
And God heals them every time.
Og Gud, han helbreder
dem
hver eneste
gang. And I got excited about that.
Så det blev jeg helt begejstret for.
And then he said,
og så sagde han,
you know, he said, when I found out that my daughter was deaf at birth.
Da jeg fandt ud af, at min datter var døv fra fødsel.
It devastated me.
Så det ødelagde mig fuldstændig.
He said, I am a worshipper.
Jeg er en tilbeder.
And the thought that she would never be able to worship God and hear worship music.
Og det hun aldrig nogensinde kunne tilbede og lovsynge Gud.
Was more than I could take.
Og høre lovsangsmusik, det var mere end jeg kunne bære.
And then he broke out in a big smile.
Og så brød han ud i et stort smil.
And he said, our church just produced a new worship album.
Men vores kirke har lige lavet et nyt lovsangsalbum.
And she wrote the title song to the album.
Og hun skrev titelsangen til det her album.
Okay. She was healed because she had faith for it.
Hun blev simpelthen helbredt fordi hun havde tro for det.
I didn't. I had zero faith.
Jeg havde nul tro på det tidspunkt.
So you can get healed because you have faith.
Du kan blive helbredt fordi du har tro.
Or the person that you're praying for, you may not have any faith for them at all.
Du har måske ikke troen for dem, hvis du beder for dem.
But they may have faith.
Måske har de troen for det.
That they're going to be healed when you pray for them.
At de bliver helbredt når du
beder for dem. So you can be healed because of the faith of others.
Du kan blive helbredt på grund af andres tro.
Because of the faith of the sick person alone.
For grund af den syge persons tro.
Or because of the faith of the person praying or ministering.
Eller på grund af den som beders tro.
In Acts chapter 3.
I Apostlenes Gerninger 3.
Peter and John are going up to the temple.
Så kommer Peter og Johannes op til templet.
There's a lame beggar there.
Der ligger en lam tigger.
He's holding up his cup, you know, he's wanting money. He's not even looking at him.
Han kigger ikke engang på dem. Han holder bare sin kop op.
Peter says, "Hey, look at us."
Hey, han siger, Peter siger til ham, "Se
you
på
know,
os."
The guy looks up.
Og manden han kigger op.
Peter said, "I don't have the money that you want."
Jeg har ikke de penge du ønsker.
He said, "But what I do have, I give to you."
Men det jeg har, det giver jeg til dig.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Jesus Kristi Nazareans navn, rejst op og gå.
He didn't just say the words.
Han sagde ikke bare ordene.
He put action behind the words.
Han der var ligesom aktion bag ordene.
And he reached down and he grabbed the man by the hand and pulled him up.
Han gik ned og tog mandens hånd og trak ham op.
And the man went walking and leaping and praising God.
Og manden han løb og han sprang og han priste Gud.
Everybody in town knew this guy.
Og hele byen kendte den her mand. De gik forbi ham hver eneste dag.
And now he's totally healed.
Og nu er han fuldstændig helbredt.
So it drew a big crowd.
Så der kom en masse
skare. Peter preached. And over 5,000 people were born into the kingdom of God that one day.
Og på den ene dag, der var der 5,000 mennesker, der blev frelst.
He was healed because Peter had the faith.
Han blev helbredt, fordi Peter havde troen.
Okay?
Okay.
You can be healed because of the faith of the person praying for you.
Du kan blive helbredt på grund af den tro, som den, som beder for dig har.
Or the person that you're praying for can be healed because you have the faith.
eller den person som du beder for kan blive helbredt fordi at du har det.
We're ministering in this one place and there was a lady who had been in the wheelchair for 18 years.
Vi var til et sted hvor der var en der har siddet i kørestol i 18 år.
Totally confined to the wheelchair for the last 10 years.
Fuldstændig bundet til den her i 18 år eller hvad.
And some of our ministry team was praying for her.
Der var nogen fra vores team som bad for hende.
And I was up on the platform and one of our ministry team was sitting over in the corner right where she's sitting.
Og jeg stod her på platformen og en fra vores team sad over hvor Emilie hun sidder.
And she was watching the ministry team pray for this woman in the wheelchair.
Sad som at kigge at de andre fra teamet bad for hende.
And all of a sudden she got up.
Pludselig rejste hun sig.
And she walked over.
Og gik over.
And she said to the ministry team, she said, "Excuse me just a moment."
Og hun sagde til de andre der var ved at betjene hende, prøv lige et øjeblik.
And she took the lady by the hand.
Hun tog kvinden i hånden.
And she said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk."
Hun sagde i Jesu Kristi Nazareans navn,
rejs dig og gå. Out of the wheelchair.
Og hun trak hende ud af kørestolen.
And the lady started walking all over the church.
Rundt i hele kirken.
And when we left the church that night.
Og da vi forlod kirken den aften.
The empty wheelchair was by the door. Everybody that left had to walk by that empty wheelchair.
Så stod den tomme kørestol ved døren og alle måtte gå forbi den på vej ud.
She walked on out to the car, got in the car and they took her home.
Hun gik ud til bilen og de tog hende hjem.
She was healed because that woman had the faith.
Hun blev simpelthen helbredt fordi hende som sad over hjørnet havde troen.
There was a special anointing of the Holy Spirit that came upon her.
På grund af en særlig salvelse af Guds ånd der kom over
and
hende.
While these others were praying for her and nothing was happening.
Mens de andre som bad for hende der skete der ikke noget.
But she was healed because of that woman's faith.
Men hun blev helbredt på grund af den kvindes tro.
Okay, so you can be healed because of the faith of others.
Du kan blive helbredt på grund af andres tro.
The faith of the sick person alone.
På grund af alene den der er syg af tro.
The faith of the person ministering.
Troen af den som beder.
Or you can be healed because of the faith of both the sick person and the person praying.
Eller på grund af både den som beder og den som bliver bedt for har troen.
Acts chapter 14.
Apostlenes gerninger 14.
In verse 8, beginning in verse 8.
Vers 8, altså 14, 8.
8, 9, and 10.
8, 9 og 10.
At Lystra, a man was sitting who had no strength in his feet, lame from his mother's womb, who had never walked. This man was listening to Paul as he spoke, who when he had fixed his gaze on him and seen that he had faith to be made well, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he leaped up and began to walk.
I Lystra sad der en mand, som ikke kunne bruge sine ben. Han var lam fra moders liv og havde aldrig kunne gå. Denne mand lyttede, når Paulus talte. Paulus så fast på ham, og da han så, at manden havde tro til at blive frelst, sagde han med høj røst, "Rejs dig og stå på dine ben." Da sprang han op og kunne gå.
We see a combination of faith being played.
Vi ser her altså en kombination af tro.
The man had never walked.
Manden havde aldrig gået.
But while he was speaking, he saw that he had the faith to be healed.
Men Paulus han så på ham og så han havde troen til at blive helbredt.
Okay, so the man on the floor had faith.
Så manden på gulvet havde troen.
Did Paul have faith?
Havde Paulus troen?
Does it take faith to say to someone, "Stand upright on your feet"?
Kræver det tro at sige til nogen, rejs dig?
Yes.
Ja. Yeah.
I guarantee you that takes a lot of faith.
Jeg skal garantere, at det kræver en hel del tro.
So, the man had faith, and Paul had faith.
Så manden, som var lam, havde tro,
and
og Paulus havde tro.
And it was a combination of the two.
Og det var en kombination af de to.
Because the man could have sat there the rest of the day having faith, but not, if he didn't exercise the faith, if he didn't do something, he wouldn't have received his healing.
Fordi manden, han kunne have siddet der med sin tro hele dagen, uden at blive helbredt, hvis ikke han gjorde noget ved det, ligesom, agerede på det.
So Paul said, "Stand up right on your feet."
Så Paulus sagde,
and I can see him right now, just pushing against the floor, he's struggling to stand up because he's never walked before.
Men man kunne forestille sig, han ligesom kæmper op med armene, for han aldrig nogensinde brugt til benene.
And as he started to do that, strength started coming into his legs, and he stood up and he was completely
healed. Og så kom styrken i hans ben, og han rejste sig op, og han var.
they asked me to go back and pray for this lady who was in a wheelchair.
De bad mig en gang om at bede for en mand som, eller for en kvinde,
she'd
som sad
in a wheelchair for 2 years.
Som har siddet i kørestol i 2 år.
She went to 6 doctors trying to find one that would tell her she'd be healed.
Hun gik til 6 forskellige læger som var for at se om der var nogen der kunne sige til hende hun kunne blive helbredt.
They all said no, there's no way you'll never walk again.
De sagde alle sammen nej, du kommer aldrig til at gå igen.
When she was sitting in the wheelchair, her knees looked like soccer balls.
Altså, da hun sad, hendes knæ, de var på størrelse med fodbold.
They were big, swollen.
De var hævet.
And they were locked in a seated position.
Og de var ligesom låst fast i.
She couldn't straighten her legs out.
Hun kunne ikke strække sine ben ud.
And as I saw her,
og da jeg så hende,
I saw a spark of faith in her because she was asking for healing.
Jeg så, der så jeg en tro i hendes øjne, fordi hun bad om helbredelse.
She'd been to 6 doctors trying to find somebody that would say she could be healed.
Hun havde været til 6 forskellige læger for at finde ud af, om hun kunne blive helbredt.
And now she was going to the Lord, and I saw faith in her.
Og nu gik hun til Herren, og jeg så troen i hende.
And I had faith for her.
Og jeg havde troen for hende.
And as we were talking, I said, "You know, I think God's going to heal you."
Og mens vi snakkede, så sagde jeg, "Jeg tror Gud han vil helbrede." Right. Og hun sagde, "Jeg tror du har ret."
We as we carried on this conversation, my faith and her faith just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Og mens vi talte, så blev vores tro større.
And so we prayed for her.
Og vi bad for hende.
You know what we did? We picked her up out of the wheelchair.
Vi tog hende op ud af kørestolen.
Now, we were holding her up in the air.
Vi holdt hende ligesom i luften.
And her legs were like, it looked like she was still sitting in the wheelchair.
Det så ud som om hun stadigvæk sad i stolen.
We were holding her up, and she was like this.
Fordi hendes ben, de var stadigvæk fastlåst i den her position.
And so as we kept praying,
og mens vi bad,
she kept getting more excited.
Så blev hun mere og mere begejstret.
And I kept getting more excited.
Og jeg blev mere begejstret.
Because slowly, her legs begin to drop like this.
Fordi hendes ben, de begyndte at
rette sig. Now we were still holding her up.
Og mens vi stadigvæk holdt hende.
But her feet would actually touch the floor now.
Men nu begyndte nu rørte hendes
ben. But she wasn't putting any weight on her own feet because we were holding her.
Vi holdt hende stadig, så hun havde ikke nogen vægt på fødderne.
So both feet are on the floor now.
Så nu er begge fødder på gulvet.
And I said, "Can you pick up your right foot?"
Kan du tage din højre fod op?
So she goes like that. And I said, "Now your left foot."
Nu din venstre fod.
And she goes like
hun
that.
Hun gør sådan der.
And I said, "If you can do that, you can walk."
Hvis du kan gøre det, så kan du gå.
I said, "Let's start walking."
Lad os forsøge at gå.
I mean, faith just, it was like, it was all over the place.
Der var ligesom tro over hele stedet.
Okay, so she started, we were holding her on both sides and holding some of her weight.
Vi holdt fast i hende og bare noget af hendes vægt.
And one person was behind her, holding her to steady her.
Og en forsøgte ligesom at støtte hende bagpå.
She started walking like this.
Begyndte at gå lige så forsigtigt.
And then she started a little faster and
og
a little
hurtigere,
faster.
Og lidt hurtigere, lidt hurtigere.
And so the two on each side let go.
Og dem på hver sin side, de
skal slippe. Only the one person behind her was holding
on. Kun ham der stod bagved holdt fast i hende.
And she kept walking faster and faster.
Hun gik hurtigere og hurtigere og hurtigere.
And so I told the one behind, I said, "Let her go."
Og jeg sagde til ham der gik bagved, lad hende slippe hende.
This was in a really big church. It had an aisle that goes across this way about halfway up.
Og det var altså en stor kirke, der gik ligesom en ø, sådan, eller man kunne gå op på hen over kirken.
The people in the church saw her walking.
Og kirkens folk
så
hende.
They started shouting and clapping.
De begyndte at råbe og klappe.
She walked all the way to the side, all the way down to the platform.
Og hun gik ligesom hele vejen rundt og ned og op til platformen.
She walked up on the platform.
Hun gik op på platformen.
And she told the whole church what just happened.
Hun fortalte hele kirken hvad der lige var sket.
And immediately she just turned and she just started off the platform.
Og hun vendte sig om, og hun gønte sig væk fra platformen.
And I said, "Wait a minute, where are you going?"
Og jeg sagde, vent, hvor skal du hen?
And she said, "I'm going home."
Jeg skal hjem, siger hun.
She said, "I can't wait to see the look on my family's face when I walk in the door."
Jeg kan slet ikke vente med at se min families udtryk når jeg går ind, når jeg kommer hjem.
Now she was healed because of a combination of her faith and my faith.
Hun blev helbredt på grund af en kombination af hendes tro og min tro.
And as we were praying, it was like our faiths were feeding each other.
Og det var ligesom vores tro, de fødte hinanden og blev bygget op sammen.
Okay, so you can be healed because of the faith of somebody else.
Du kan blive helbredt på grund af andres tro.
You can be healed because of the faith of the person being prayed for.
På grund af den, som der bliver bedt for.
You can be healed because of the faith of the person doing the praying or
the ministering.
På grund
af den, som beders tro.
The healing can come because of a combination of the faith of the sick person and the person praying.
Eller en kombination af den, som bliver bedt for, og den, som beders tro.
And then number 5.
Og så kommer vi til nummer 5.
That God does it apart from anybody's faith.
Og den femte er, Gud han gør det fuldstændig uafhængig af nogen folks tro.
Okay, now we see this happen all the time.
Vi ser det her ske hele tiden.
You know, we minister in Colombia, South America, a lot.
Vi er ret ofte i Colombia.
And we see people healed all the time that have no faith. They don't know Jesus.
Vi ser masser af tegn på helbredelser, eller vi ser masser af helbredelser ved folk, som slet ikke tror.
And then they give their life to the Lord.
Og så overgiver de deres liv til Herren.
We were ministering in Ukraine.
Vi har været i Ukraine.
And I had a line of people. We all had a line of people that we were praying for.
Og vi havde alle, der var med i teamet. Vi havde hver vores linje af folk.
As I was praying for this person, I saw this lady walk up.
Og mens jeg bad for en, så kom der en kvinde op.
And do you know what she did?
Og ved du, hvad hun gjorde?
The lady that was the second person in line.
Hende, som var nummer to i linjen.
She walked up to her and went boom like that and knocked her out of the line.
Hun gik ud, og hun skubbede hun bare lige nummer to ud af køen og stod der.
That made me mad.
Det gjorde mig vred.
I thought, I'm not going to pray for you.
Jeg kommer ikke til at bede for hende der.
That was so rude. I can't believe you did that.
Jeg kan slet ikke tro, at du gjorde det. Det var da fuldstændig uforskammet.
Well, I finished praying for this lady.
Jeg bad for hende, som jeg er i gang med.
And then God began to convict me.
Så begyndte Gud at ligesom at tage fat i mig.
And I thought, well, you know, she must be really desperate to.
Hun må virkelig være desperat for at gøre sådan noget.
And I thought, well, I want to make sure that I pray for the lady that got knocked out of the line.
Jeg skal i hvert fald være sikker på, at jeg husker at bede for hende, som blev skubbet ud.
So anyway, I prayed for her and prayed for several others, but I never saw the lady that got knocked out of the line again.
Men jeg bad for hende der nummer to og nogle de andre, men jeg så aldrig mere til hende, som blev skubbet ud. Oh nej, tænkte jeg.
So as I was leaving the church,
og mens jeg forlod kirken,
just as I got to the door of the church,
ligesom jeg kom ud til kirken,
there the lady was.
Så stod hende der og blev skubbet ud.
She had the biggest smile on her face.
Hun havde det største smil på ansigtet.
And she rushed up to me and she gave me a big hug and she kissed me right on the cheek.
Ja, og hun kom op, og hun gav mig en ordentlig krammer og kyssede mig på kinden.
And I thought, whoa, okay.
Jeg tænkte,
and she was pointing down at her knee.
Og hun pegede på sit knæ.
I said, okay, I'll pray for your knee.
Ja, jeg skal nok bede for dit knæ.
And so I got down and I laid hand on her knee.
Ja, jeg rørte ved hendes knæ.
And there was a man sitting here, and he jumped up and he ran over.
Og der kom ligesom en mand, og han løb over.
And he said, no, you don't understand.
Nej, du forstår ikke, hvad det.
I said, what do you mean?
Hvad mener du?
He said, do you know what she just said?
Ved du, hvad hun
and
lige
I
sagde?
Said, no.
Nej.
And he said, when that lady knocked her out of the line.
Dengang hun blev skubbet ud af køen.
That the power of God came on her, and her knee was totally healed.
Der kom Guds kraft over hende, og hun blev helbredt fuldstændig.
So. We have the laying on of hands.
Vi har det med, vi lægger. Vi har det med,
and
vi lægger hænderne på syg.
And we have the laying on of elbows.
Og så har vi det med at lægge albuen på folk.
But God just flat did it, had mercy on her, and he did it anyway.
Altså Gud, han gjorde det bare, han havde sin nåde over hende, han gjorde det bare, uanset at der ikke var nogen, der bad for hende.
So, you may not believe in healing.
Du tror måske ikke på helbredelse.
You can still be healed.
Der kan du godt blive helbredt.
God loves to heal people that don't even believe in it.
Gud, han elsker at helbrede folk, som slet ikke engang tror.
People that don't even know him.
Folk, som ikke engang kender ham.
Because that's the doorway to their salvation.
Fordi det er indgang til deres frelse.
Okay. So, do you see, I've given you scriptures for every one of these.
Jeg har givet jer skriftsteder for hver eneste af de her.
Don't let anybody put a guilt trip on you.
Lad ikke nogen lægge skyld på dig.
And say, well, if you had just had faith, you would have been healed.
Hvis du bare havde tro, så var du blevet helbredt.
Now, this afternoon we're going to look at several different things, a variety of ways that people are healed, but also we're going to take a look at what the prayer of faith really is.
Vi skal se på en hel del i eftermiddag. En af de ting vi skal se på, det er hvad en trosbøn virkelig er.
And this will totally free you up.
Og det vil totalt sætte jer fri. Det garanterer jeg.
Okay. So, what I want to do, I want to practice again, just like what we did yesterday.
Vi skal lige prøve at lave en øvelse, ligesom vi gjorde i går.
Remember, if we don't practice, we can't get any better.
Husk på, hvis ikke vi øver, så bliver vi ikke bedre.
Just as we practice whatever it is in the natural world,
ligesom vi tager alt ud i den naturlige verden, der øver vi os.
So we must practice the things of the spirit.
Sådan må vi også træne i åndens
that we
ting.
Actually do these things.
At vi faktisk gør de her ting.
So it doesn't matter if you are afraid to do this.
Det gør ikke noget, om du er bange for at gøre det her.
It doesn't matter if you don't have any faith for it at all.
Det gør ikke noget, om du overhovedet slet ikke tror på det.
God wants to use you.
Gud, han ønsker at bruge dig.
You could be the next John Wimber.
Du kan blive den næste John Wimber.
You could be the next Heidi Baker.
Eller den næste Heidi Baker.
Do you realize that?
Ved du det?
And you may not have any success at this for a long time.
Du har måske ikke nogen succes med det her i lang tid.
But if you keep doing it, eventually you'll find success.
Men hvis du fortsætter med at gøre det, så vil du få succes med det.
The bigger the battle, the bigger the victory.
Jo større kamp, jo større sejr.
The bigger the battle, the higher the call of God on your life.
Jo større kamp, jo større kald er der typisk over dit liv.
Because when you make that breakthrough,
for når du kommer og bryder igennem,
look out.
Så se.
Because you will begin to grow exponentially in the things of God.
Så pas på, fordi så kommer du til at vokse eksponentielt sammen med Gud.
Okay. So, okay. Those of you that weren't here yesterday.
De her, der ikke var her i går.
I'm going to give you just a quick instruction.
Der kommer lige en hurtig instruktion til jer.
But it's good for everybody.
Men det er godt for os alle.
So what I would suggest is that if you were not here yesterday.
Det jeg gerne vil foreslå, det er, hvis ikke du var her i går.
In just a moment that you pair up with somebody who was here yesterday.
At du så måske lige teamer op sammen med en, der var her i går.
And let them minister to you first.
Så kan de betjene dig først.
So that you get the idea of what we're doing.
Så du ligesom får en idé om, hvad det er, vi gør.
But here's the steps.
Her er skridtene.
Number one.
Nummer et.
I'm going to tell you what we're going to do, and then we'll do it. Don't do anything right now.
Nu skal ikke gøre noget lige nu. Nu skal jeg lige fortælle jer, hvad vi skal gøre.
We're going to pair up with everybody with one person only.
Vi kommer til at lave teams af to. Alle er sammen med en.
It's better if you do not minister to your spouse.
Det er bedre, hvis ikke du er sammen med din ægtefælle.
It's better that you find someone else.
Det er bedre, du finder en anden.
Now, then determine who's going to pray and who's going to be the receiver.
Så skal I beslutte, hvem det er, som skal bede, og hvem det er, som skal være den, der bliver bedt for.
Okay. And then the person doing the praying will ask the person, how can I pray for you? What is your physical problem that you want me to pray for?
Ja, så den, som beder, starter med at stille spørgsmålet til den, som skal bedes for.
Okay.
Hvad har du af problem? Hvad kan jeg bede for?
Remember, don't give the medical history.
Husk, vi skal ikke have den fulde lægehistorie.
We just want to know in 30 seconds what the problem is.
Vi ønsker bare på 30 sekunder for at vide, hvad er problemet.
Don't go into detail.
Nej, vi behøver ikke alle detaljerne.
Don't go into what all the doctor said.
Ikke hvad alle lægerne har udtalt.
Aunt Susie said.
Og hvad tante Susie hun sagde.
Anybody else says.
Og hvad alle mulige andre har sagt.
Okay. Just quickly what the condition is.
Kun hurtigt, hvad er det, der er galt?
And then the person praying.
Og den, som beder.
I want you to then ask the Lord, God, show me how to pray for this person.
Så skal den, som beder, spørge Gud, vis mig, hvad jeg skal bede for, hvordan jeg skal bede.
It may be a prayer of petition.
Det kan måske være en.
Where you're just asking the Lord to release His healing presence.
Det kan måske bare være en, hvor du ligesom bare beder Gud om at forløse sin ånd eller sin helbredelse.
God, would you take away the pain out of this knee? Would you heal this knee?
Gud, vil du helbrede det her knæ? Vil du fjerne smerten?
Or it may be a command of faith.
Eller det kan være en befaling.
Where you speak to the knee.
Hvor du taler til knæet.
And you say, I speak to you knee, I command the pain to go.
Jeg taler til dig knæ, jeg byder smerten at forsvinde.
And knee, I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus.
Knæ, jeg befaler at du bliver helbredt i Jesu navn.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so you get the mind of the Lord on how to pray.
Så du spørger Gud, hvordan skal jeg bede her?
And then you engage yourself in ministry to the person.
Og så beder du for personen.
Now when you do this, keep your eyes open.
Når du gør det her, så hold øjnene åbne.
So that you can see what God is doing.
Så du kan se, hvad Gud han gør.
You can see if the person's countenance changes.
Du kan se, om ansigtet ændrer sig.
If they start to breathe heavily.
Ja, om de begynder at trække vejret dybt.
They may begin to tears may come to their
eyes. Måske kommer der tårer i deres øjne.
But you can see as God starts to do something.
Men du kan se, når Gud han rører ved dem.
It's better to lay hands on their shoulder.
Det er bedst at holde og lægge hænderne på skulderen.
Okay, it's just safest.
Det er bare det sikreste.
Okay, just lay hands on and begin to pray.
Og begynd at bede.
Pray a quick prayer.
Bed en hurtig bøn.
I'm telling you, 1 minute maximum.
Max 1 minut.
Don't pray on and pray on and on.
Ikke bede, ikke bede igen og igen og igen og fortsætte og fortsætte.
Learn to pray quickly and specific.
Bed hurtigt og præcist og specifikt.
And then stop.
Og så stop.
And say, okay, now is there any improvement?
Og så siger du stop, og så spørger du dig, personen, er der nogen forbedring?
Anything?
Har du det bedre? Kan du mærke
noget?
Er der mindre smerte nu?
Is God saying anything to you?
Siger Gud noget til dig?
So you talk, you get feedback.
Taler sammen.
They say, well, yes, there's a little improvement.
Og de siger måske, ja, der er en lille smule forbedring.
Let's keep praying.
Det er godt, vi fortsætter med at bede.
Again.
Du beder igen.
Just a quick prayer.
Bare en hurtig bøn.
And then you stop.
Og du stopper.
And you find out what's happening. Is there more improvement?
Så spørger du, er der mere? Er der en forbedring yderligere?
Sometimes, you know, people say, well, there's no improvement. Everything's exactly the same.
Nogle gange siger folk, at der er ikke nogen forbedring. Det er det samme.
Well, that's okay. Let's pray again.
Så beder vi bare igen.
I have prayed again. It seems like a million times.
Jeg synes nogle gange, jeg har bedt en million gange.
Before anything started to happen.
Før der overhovedet skete noget.
So sometimes it just takes a long
time. Nogle gange tager det bare længere tid.
Okay. Now, sometimes you may say, well, you know, is there improvement?
Nogle gange kan du måske sige, er der forbedring?
And they may say, no, the pain's worse. I feel worse.
Måske siger de så, nej, jeg har det værre nu.
That's good.
Det er også godt.
You see, the healing has started. Oftentimes you feel more pain or you feel worse as the healing process begins.
Sådan er det. Sådan kan det sagtens være, at man for at det bliver bedre, så bliver det lige lidt værre først.
So you keep praying.
Så du fortsætter.
And stop and ask questions.
Stopper, stiller spørgsmål.
Is there improvement?
Er der forbedring?
Is the pain getting less?
Bliver der mindre smerte?
Have them do something that they couldn't do before.
Forsøg på at få dem til at gøre noget, de ikke kunne før.
If you're praying for their shoulder.
Hvis du beder for deres skulder.
Every time you stop.
Hver gang du stopper.
Praying, say, okay, now move your shoulder.
Bevæge skulderen.
Have them start swinging their shoulder.
De må bevæge.
And say, is it better? Is the pain less? Can you do more now?
Kan du gøre noget mere nu, som du ikke kunne før?
Okay. Do that every time.
Gør det hver eneste gang,
if it's their knee, have them do their knee. If it's their back,
hvis det er knæet, hvis det er ryggen,
to bend over. If it's their neck, you know,
lad dem lave øvelser.
Move their head around. What, if it's their hearing, put their finger in their good ear, see if they can hear better out of the other.
Hvis det er problem med hørelsen, så hold hånden over det gode øre, så se om de kan høre med det dårlige.
Any way that you can have them test their body to see if there's improvement.
I hver måde, I kan ligesom teste, om det er blevet bedre.
We have seen so many people healed as they started to do something that they couldn't do before.
Vi har set ofte, at helbredelserne først sker, når folk de begynder at gøre det, som de ikke kunne.
Okay, so does everybody understand?
Er alle med?
I want to keep saying it over and over and over, because, you know, we have a short memory.
Jeg vil gerne gentage det her mange gange, fordi vi har en tendens til at glemme det og gøre det, vi plejer at gøre.
Okay.
So, altså det med lukkede øjne og det med bare...
And what I'm going to do now, I'm not going to say start, stop, start, stop. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to trust that you will keep your eyes open, that you'll lay your hands on their shoulder, that you will pray a quick, specific prayer.
Altså, jeg kommer ikke til at holde øje med, jeg kommer ikke til at sige start og stop og start og stop, ligesom i går. Jeg stoler på, at I nu kan huske, I skal åbne øjne, I skal korte bønner, I skal stoppe op og spørge, er der forbedring?
And then stop and ask them
stop op
to test their body.
Om at de kan teste deres krop,
om
se, om de kan gøre noget, de ikke kunne
and then pray again, a quick prayer.
Så bed igen en hurtig bøn.
And then stop.
Og stop.
And test right away.
Og test med det samme.
Right away.
Med det samme.
Because when you get accustomed to praying a short prayer, you're going to see God move quicker.
Fordi når du vender dig til at bede kort bønner, så vil du også se Gud, han bevæger sig hurtigere.
Okay?
Okay?
I'm telling you, it works.
Jeg siger, det virker.
Okay. So, now, let's pair up one person. I want you to just take the person's hand that you're going to pray with. Now, those of you that were not here yesterday, raise your hand.
De som ikke var her i går, I kan rejse op med hånden.
Okay. Why don't you all stand up? Stand up, the one that were not here yesterday. But keep your hand raised in the air. Keep your hand raised in the air.
Rejse bare op, og så hold jeres hånd op.
Okay. Now, I want everyone else, I want you to go to one who has their hand up.
Så skal I andre prøve at gå til en, som havde deres hånd op, som var her i går.
And I want you to minister to them first.
Så betjener vi dem først.
Okay, so go do that first. We'll make sure that all of them, keep your hand up till somebody comes to you.
Indtil I har en marker, så hold jeres hånd op. Når I har fået en marker, så må I gerne tage hånden ned igen.
Okay. And then, okay, we need some, well, there's three back here.
Der er tre tilbage hernede bagved. Er der nogen frivillige, som vil gå ned og tage sig af dem?
Keep your hand up.
Bare hold hænder op, indtil I har en makker. Indtil I har en makker.
Okay, good. Okay, three more. One, two more. One more.
Der er en mere tilbage.
There's one lady back in the corner. We need one person.
Kvinde nede bag, som stadigvæk har hånden op. Jeg kan måske endda. Har alle en makker?
Okay, okay, now everyone else find somebody.
Alle andre, find en, find sammen med en.
Okay, now. Okay, here's what I'm going to do.
Stille, stille. Vi skal lige have de sidste informationer med.
Listen up, everybody, listen carefully.
Hør efter nu.
Now, I want you to walk through that process, determine who's going to pray for who.
Nu skal I lige bestemme, hvem skal bede for hvem.
Ask the Lord, ask them how what their condition is, what you can pray for.
Spørg, hvad skal I bede for?
Ask the Lord how to pray.
Bed Herren om og åbenbare, hvad I skal bede for. Bed hurtigt.
Then have them test to see if there's improvement.
Få dem til at teste, om der er sket en forbedring.
And then pray again.
Bed igen.
And keep repeating that.
Og fortsæt med at gentage de her trin.
We're going to take 5 minutes.
Vi tager 5 minutter.
That's all.
Det er det hele.
And in 5 minutes, I'm going to stop everyone.
Så om 5 minutter stopper jeg alle.
And we'll get an idea of what's been happening.
Så kommer vi får en idé om, hvad der er sket.
And then we're going to switch so that the one receiving the prayer the first time is now the one praying for the other person.
Og så bytter vi altså plads, så den, som blev bedt for før, vil nu bede.
Okay.
Så 5 minutter.
Everybody got it?
Er I klar?
Okay.
Altså gentage de her små skridt.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
Go. Okay. Så stopper vi.
Now 5 minutes is not very long.
5 minutter er ikke særlig lang tid.
You just found that out, right?
Det har I lige fundet ud af.
But here's the thing, it doesn't have to take long.
Men det, sådan er det altså. Det behøver
when
ikke tage lang tid.
When you get used to praying a quick prayer.
Du skal vente til at bede en kort bøn.
Finding out right away.
Find ud af med det samme.
Now, those of you that just received prayer.
De her, som lige har modtaget bøn.
How many of you received improvement?
Your hvor mange af jer har fået det bedre?
Got better. Okay, good. 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 Okay, now. Believe that it's going to continue to improve until you get total healing.
Tro på, have tro for, at det må fortsætte. Den her helbredelse, den kan
now,
godt være gradvis. Den
for sake of time, I want you to reverse now, and the person that received the prayer, I want you to begin to pray for the other person. First, ask them what the condition is.
Nu prøver vi så at bytte pladser. I starter.
And then ask the Lord how to pray. Remember, keep your focus on hearing what God is saying as you're praying, where you're not just praying this, what you always pray.
Så bed, spørg først personen, hvad er der galt, og derefter spørg Gud, hvordan skal jeg bede her, så du ikke bare beder sådan, som du plejer at bede.
And so expect the anointing of God to increase on your life as you pray. And then ask them questions. Yeah, ask them questions, have them stop, do something they couldn't do before.
Stil dem spørgsmål, få dem til at stoppe og få dem til at gøre noget, som de ikke kunne før, så bed igen.
Okay, so we're going to do that for 5 minutes.
Så kommer vi til at gøre i 5 minutter.
Okay?
Okay.
Go!
Go! Okay, stopper vi igen.
5 minutes is not very long, is it?
Så 5 minutter, det går ret hurtigt.
Okay, how many of you that just received prayer have improvement. You're
mange
better than you were before.
Mange af jer har fået det bedre efter den her.
Good. Look at this.
Se nu hænderne.
That's wonderful.
Det er fantastisk.
Now, this afternoon we're going to do more teaching and all of this, and then we're going to practice again so that the healing that started this morning can come to completion this afternoon.
Altså, vi vil fortsætte her i eftermiddag. Vi vil have noget yderligere undervisning, og vi vil træne noget yderligere. I skal være opmærksom på, at det, der er begyndt nu, det vil blive fuldført senere.
Was anyone in either group just now completely healed?
Er der nogen, som er blevet fuldstændig helbredt? Eller 80% helbredt måske?
I just want to check and see. Anybody?
Er der nogen?
Okay. Okay. So we're going to go for it this afternoon.
Her i eftermiddag, så går vi efter det.
You guys are doing wonderfully.
I klarer det flot.
Remember Heidi Baker.
Husk på Heidi Baker.
Remember John Wimber.
Husk på John Wimber.
Okay. So, is lunch is ready, is that right?
Ja, er der, jeg tror, der er frokost nu.
Yeah, tell them.
Vi tager en times pause. En time, der er frokost inde i caféen. Sodavanden koster en tier. Men ellers frokosten er gratis. Men lige hvis I vil have en sodavand til, der er vand på bordene også. Hvis vi vil have en sodavand, så ligger den